Hochul took office just over 2 months ago after former Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned in a sexual harassment scandal. A report by the state attorney general found Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women, many of them junior employees in his office. He was accused of overseeing an executive chamber rife with bullying and intimidation. The report also found that Cuomo and some of his former top aides tried to retaliate against one of his accusers when she came forward to complain. Hochul, who promised that she would end what was described as a toxic workplace, sent a video message to all state employees outlining the changes that she's making.
First, and it should go without saying, we will treat one another with respect. The workplace is no place for bullying or intimidation, sexual harassment, disparagement, or mistreatment, period.
Hochul also described the steps for employees who want to file a complaint about harassment or discrimination that they might have experienced. She says there will be zero tolerance for any attempts at retaliation. The governor says she's instituting live anti-harassment training. It will replace an online program of instruction that was done individually. Cuomo was accused of skipping that requirement and directing his secretary to complete the online program instead, something the former governor denies. Hochul says she's retained an outside law firm that will investigate any claims of unlawful discrimination, harassment, and retaliation in the executive chamber, and the governor's office will also be getting a revamped human resources department.
We will take every complaint of harassment and discrimination seriously. We'll do our best to protect the confidentiality and privacy of the investigation, and everyone will have the option to file an anonymous complaint. We have zero tolerance for any retaliation against anyone who files a good faith complaint or cooperates in any investigation.
Hochul says since she became governor August 24th, almost 200 executive chamber employees have received ethics training. It includes the requirements of the state's public officers law, rules on financial disclosure, and how to comply with the standards set by the state ethics commission. Cuomo has denied that he did anything wrong, and he's apologized if he inadvertently treated anyone unfairly. The former governor, through his attorney, continues to dispute the conclusions of the attorney general's report. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.